a lot of people say, and Jay-Z has now become the NFL's new scapegoat. And I say, fuck you. I think that there's a bigger plan in play. And this is not just about the NFL. This is about social injustice, period. And that's what Jay-Z's platform has been about. It's about, social injustices bigger than just one small microcosm of a set of events, i.e. kneeling, which it's never been about just the kneeling. It's never been about the flag. It's never been about the soldiers. It's never been about the NFL. It's never been a snub to the NFL. It's never been a snub to white folks. Never been a snub to anybody. It's just saying, hey, I'm going to kneel because I feel like there are people of color who are disproportionately treated unjustly. And I think that's wrong. And my stance as a modern day gladiator in the NFL, which is the largest fucking entertainment venue and platform we have in America, I'm going to take a stance against that. Regardless of whether I would have done it with him or not, I commend him on it. Because 3 years later, we're still talking about it and we're still trying to get it right. Let's get into it. What's the deal going down? This your boy C. Griggs the Rogue, and welcome to another episode of the Rogue Radio. Yay! All right, so let me start off by first going on record and saying that if you are a friend of mine, you know that I have not been on the side of kneeling for the protests, as in it being my personal protest. Now, when I say not on the side, I'm saying that I personally have not taken a knee. I have remained standing at attention like I have since I joined ROTC as a freshman in high school. And as an ode to my mother and father who served in our military, that's my respect due to them, because without them and the United States Army, I would not be here. So, moving forward from that, we are talking about Jay-Z versus Colin Kaepernick and the Mexican standoff that we now have between those two and the NFL. Like I said before, I've gotten into quite a bit of flack behind some friends of mine and my viewpoints about the whole kneeling thing. I always thought that kneeling is one thing, it's an act of solidarity to show, hey, we disagree with something and we want to bring attention to it. And as I've stated since this thing has first began, that there needs to be more than just an act of solidarity, i.e., in the form of kneeling, and there needs to be some sort of action in behind it. And my action and my platform has always been that we need some type of social and financial blowback to show them that, hey, this is not okay, and we are no longer going to sit by and stand for social injustices like we're second-class citizens. We are Americans, just like white America is Americans, just like Native Americans are Americans. We are Americans as a whole, and we all need to work together to get this thing solved. Social injustice and whatever other issues that we can come to the table on. Now, speaking of that said table, that's where the problem lies. Is a lot of people have given Jay-Z a great deal of flack because of his standpoint and his decision to jump in bed with the NFL. Doesn't surprise me at all. I'm a Jay-Z fan. I consider him a role model of mine. I longly said that he was gonna win the three-part war between him and Dr. Dre and Diddy for the $1 billion, the first billionaire in hip hop, and he won, and rightfully so. Here's the thing. America, Black America, White America, Brown America, Yellow America, Native America, 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 Immigrant America, Illegal Immigrant America. I don't give a fuck who you are. Let's understand one thing about America. Since the beginning of our existence, we have lived off of a principle called pure capitalism. And it's not pure at all. That's the crazy fucking part about it. Is when I hear the words pure capitalism, I think of something. Okay, let's define capitalism versus socialism, because that's where we're at nowadays. Is since the media has decided to put us against each other, there is no middle ground hardly. And that's why I created the Rogue Radio, or the Rogue Ones, which is my Facebook group that you can follow. You can also follow my Facebook page, or you can, if you're listening out there, you can listen to me on the Rogue Radio www.anchor.fm/the Rogue Radio, or you can find me on facebook.com/the Rogue Ones, and also /the Rogue Radio. But here's my thing. Capitalism. Let's start with that. Capitalism is based off of private institutions and companies control a set market that governs our, pretty much our economic structure, which is why we have the New York Stock Exchange, which is why we have, you know, the Dow and blah, 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 the NASDAQ, you know, and all that. Because since our very beginning of our existence, we have established that we wanted a capitalist structure that was established by the Puritans, who established Jamestown way back in the 1600s, even before we decided that we were going to get out from under British colonial rule. We were founded on capitalist principles. But because we wanted a democracy, we adopted some socialist principles, which is why you have welfare, which is why you have free public education and things of that nature. So we operate on a policy or a form of capitalism that they have now termed pure capitalism. I don't understand how the fuck you call it pure capitalism, but it is what it is, and that's what we operate under, and that's how we function. So with that, you have some socialist views as well as some capitalist views. Now, here's my thing. Regardless of how you got here as an American, if you are an American here, you have to understand that. We can go back to the slave ships. We can go back to those who migrated over as indentured servants. However the fuck you want to look at it. Where we stand now is we are a pure capitalist society. And money makes the world go round. And you can't get money by your goddamn self. You have to involve other people in order to amass more money. That's just, you know, that's a part of our society, is we're run off of the fact that, hey, if you can get more than the next man, you set yourself in a better position to be able to succeed. Now, if we were under just strictly socialist viewpoints, socialism, simply broken down, is we all put into a utopian, in air quotes, pot, where basically those who make more than those who make less are taxed more heavily, and it should ideally equal everything out. However, I don't believe that it happens that way, and I'm not that big of a fan of the socialist agenda. I do lean a bit to the right, you know, and I understand that this is the country that we are in, and so with that being said, I can understand some of the moves that Jay-Z made. Let's get to that. Why would Jay-Z decide to, as public opinion says, go against Colin Kaepernick? No, he didn't do that at all. As he clearly defined, we are past kneeling. Kneeling only did one thing. It brought attention to a social injustice. But as I've always stated, what's on the other side of that? Colin Kaepernick, which was the flag bearer for this kneeling campaign, brought very little actual reform in behind the kneeling. We still have people to this very day that are still kneeling, and that's good. You know what I'm saying? If that's your protest and that's how you choose to voice your opinion, that is your right in this democratic state that we stay in. But what are you going to do to prevent and stop the social injustices from happening? Kneeling is not enough to get things done. As we can see, we were kneeling for two seasons, and how much actually got done? So what Jay-Z decided to do was he decided to partner with the other decision makers in this league and say, hey, I'm gonna try and combat this from the inside out. If one thing I know as a Jay-Z fan is he always has a plan in mind. And this ain't just him doing something just because of a whim. You know, he did say no to the Super Bowl. He did try and convince other people to say no to the Super Bowl, because at the time, I feel like he thought that it wasn't right. But now, while having Roc Nation, you know, be a champion for social injustice, as well as a partner with the NFL, you now have a chance to equal the playing field. Because think about it. How many, other than Prince, other than Michael Jackson and Beyonce, name one black headliner from the Super Bowl? Yep, still waiting. I can't even think, and I ain't even gonna try and think. But They didn't want to touch hip hop for quite some time. Hell, the reason YouTube was founded was because it affected one of the last black headliners, which was Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake down here in the city of Houston, actually founded YouTube. YouTube was founded on the fact that the CEO of YouTube was trying to find the clip from the Super Bowl where Janet Jackson bared her fucking tit on fucking national television, which was hosted by, I believe, Pepsi and MTV, or it was just MTV, and then they went back to Pepsi, if I'm not mistaken. But MTV hosted it, and you know, MTV is known for pulling these little stunts and stuff like that. But who was a part of it, a black person and a white person, you know. But who ends up taking most of the flack? Our people, because of the fact that it was her breast that was bare on national television, and she was the woman, he was the man, you know. It made it look like she was the culprit, which I think that they were all in cahoots, you know what I'm saying? And the NFL just decided to take, you know, that route. But either way, you didn't see another black headliner until you saw Prince. And that's for obvious reasons, man. You know, hip-hop has longly been known for its boisterous rebellion against order, and people are scared of that. NFL protects that shield with fucking tooth and nail, and they always have. However, enter Jay-Z now can say, all right, well, I can authenticate this particular person and say, all right, well, I vouch for this person, and this person will do in accordance to whatever established guidelines, and he becomes the buffer. And he is taking a lot of flack for becoming that buffer because of the fact that, you know, it's ruffled a lot of feathers on all sides. There are black people that are upset with Jay-Z because of the fact that they feel like he sold out, which I don't see that. I can't see that at all. I think this is all a part of his plan, and I agree with him. We are past kneeling. Kneeling was something that should have been acted upon within the first season, and immediately after that, we needed to find some type of plan of action to try and ensure that there was some type of reform behind that, and there was very little action towards that. Now you have somebody who has the money, who has the network contacts, and has the track record to say, hey, enough is enough. We got millions and billions of dollars being made off the backs of black athletes in this NFL, and it's time that the dollars start representing the neighborhood a bit more. And I think that he's going to be one of those people who, if you give him time and stop having such knee-jerk reactions, you'll see that that is his plan, as he's done with countless of other things. I mean, hell, he spent millions of dollars on Meek Mill. You know, he had the Trayvon Martin documentary that he helped executive produce, you know. I mean, the list goes on and on, man. I mean, you can go out there on Facebook or YouTube or Google and find a myriad of things that he's done. I mean, the water to Africa and things of that nature. He's not new to trying to do what he can to bring those along that he can. But you can't save the world by throwing dollars at it, because of the fact that there's some people out there who, no matter how many dollars you throw at them, just don't have the capacity to bring themselves out of it. So you keep throwing empty dollars at a lose-lose situation, and you end up with a net result of zero. And that's the beauty in being a capitalist nation, to me, is I understand that we are not perfect as human beings. This country's not perfect. There's always going to be somebody that's faster. There's always going to be somebody that's stronger. There's always going to be somebody that has one more penny than you. There's always going to be somebody that has one less penny than you. There's somebody that's going to have less fingers. Somebody's going to have more fingers. Somebody's going to have a higher IQ. Somebody's going to have a lower IQ. That's the beauty of being on this beautiful planet. is we are all equally unequal. We're perfectly imperfect. And some people win, some people lose. And I have no qualms with that, because no matter how I feel about it, that's never going to change. Never going to change. Some people win, some people lose. So I think that it's great that we're in the time that we're in, where you can level the playing field as much as possible through educating yourself, through either private education or soaking up whatever free shit you can find out there on the internet. You can find damn near as good a free education from Harvard as you can on the internet for free. If you go out there and you dig and you search, people will become millionaires. People will become shit, billionaires off of just the internet alone. And whether you agree with it or not, it happens, and it's going to continue to happen. So if you're upset with Jay-Z for his capitalistic views and feel like that he doesn't have your best interests at heart, he don't give a fuck, because he done already made it. He going to continue to do what he's going to do. He going to cash checks, and he going to put on whoever he can put on, and he ain't going to put on whoever he ain't going to put on. It's just how the fucking life goes. I'm C. Griggs the Rogue, and that's all I got for you today. Be rogue, be vigilant, be smart, be the resistance, be someone. I'm going to be out.